will allow for greater access to the British market for U.S. products, including beef and ethanol. Starmer said it was a very good day. Despite the announcement, the two countries still are discussing how to handle steel production and pharmaceuticals. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Wall Street is trading in the red this morning. The Dow down about 104 points, while the Nasdaq is off 95 and the S&P down 19 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Mike Gallagher here, host of the Mike Gallagher Show. If you know me, you know I only put my name behind people and companies I trust. When it comes to mortgages, I trust Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. They're not just friends. They've done loans for me, my family. I've seen firsthand how they treat every client like their family. And these days, that personal touch really matters. With the cost of everything up, you might be looking for ways to free up cash. Maybe you're thinking about a cash-out refi or HELOC to finish some home projects, consolidate debt, or just get ahead financially. Fellowship is a full-service direct lender, not a broker. They cut out the middleman. That means faster decisions, fewer fees, and less stress. Whether you're buying your first home, downsizing, or refinancing to get some breathing room, they'll tailor fit the loan to your life. Get started at fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G. fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, equal housing lender, NMLS number 819382.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Baltimore City Public Schools are now providing free meals for children as part of the 2025 Summer Food Service Program. The U.S. Department of Agriculture program offers free breakfast and lunch to everyone 18 and younger at participating sites, regardless of their school enrollment. The program runs until August 22nd, with the service dates and mealtimes varying by location. Families can find more information on both school and non-school locations at MarylandSummerMeals.org. The Law Enforcement Torch Run for Special Olympics Maryland will be crossing the westbound span of the Bay Bridge this morning. It's taking place now, and the right and center lanes are temporarily closed while runners make their way across the bridge. The MDTA says minimal traffic delays are expected, but drivers should use caution when traveling across the bridge. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Hey, it's Kim Klasick. When it comes to something as important as your roof, you want a company that's been there and done that. That's Wallace Roofing and Construction. They've been in business for over 90 years and are family-owned. No subcontractors, just quality, trusted workmanship on every job, residential or commercial. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And tell them Kim Klasick sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
Sell your home fast with certainty. Receive 3 to 6 multiple cash offers with at least one at 100% of market value. Or Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit VinnySteele.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Hot and muggy last night in Tampa, and it may have affected Orioles starter Zach Eflin, who surrendered 7 runs and a career-high 12 hits in just 5 innings pitched, part of a 7-1 loss to the Rays.
There for a batter or two, I had some sweaty hands. I just had to grab some rosin and ended up bringing like a little pocket towel out there for the next inning. I didn't honestly really even use it too much the next inning, but yeah, just had some sweaty hands there for a couple batters.
Heat didn't affect Rays starter Ryan Pepio, though. 11 strikeouts in 8 innings pitched, including Colton Cowser 3 times, back in the lineup after missing the Angels series. Congratulations to Loyola Blakefield soccer standout Dan Klink for being named National Gatorade's National Boys Soccer Player of the Year. Klink has led the Dons to back-to-back A-Conference titles, 17 goals and 8 assists this past year. He's the 4th Marylander to receive the national award. And finally, competitive eating legend Joey Chestnut announcing yesterday that he is returning to the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest after a 1-year hiatus from the annual 4th of July event. The 16-time champion missed last year's event because of a dispute with Major League Eating, that's a thing, over his sponsorship deal with Impossible Foods.
What?
A company that makes plant-based hot dogs.
Hey, Wiener Boy, where do you think you're going?
Hot dog eating fans didn't relish Chestnut's absence. coming up in 30 minutes, Mike Green turning some heads. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey, it's Chuck Whitaker inviting you to a night of crab's claws and me getting roasted like a bushel of Old Bay. It's WCBM's first Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions, Friday, June 20th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. It's all-you-can-eat crabs, great company, a no-holds-barred roast with Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, taking their best shots at yours truly. I'm the main course, and they're coming in hot. Tickets at WCBM.com, and get yours before they boil over.
At 10:07, here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Another misty and muggy morning for your Tuesday. We'll see temperatures this afternoon that will be a bit warmer, maybe even some pockets of sunshine later today. Still tracking the potential for a stray pop-up shower or thunderstorm late in the afternoon. Heat and humidity building as we head later into the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
70 in Essex, 68 degrees in Owings Mills, and 68 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. We're going to get right into this big Baltimore budget that passed just yesterday. We were talking about it just a minute ago because we were talking about the fact that the Baltimore City Council did decide to remove money from State's Attorney Ivan Bates' office. And that is what they're using to give Isabel Cumming, the Inspector General, I guess another position that she wanted within her office. Because obviously they are overwhelmed over there going through all the city corruption, which is understandable. It's understandable. I'm pretty sure she needs more than just one position filled. But, you know, she's not somebody that's going to ask for a bunch and, you know, hope for the best. That's not something she would do. Now, of course, we're going to get into the budget here, but just to kind of preface this, you have Baltimore City Council members that also decided to remove funding from the police department. And I just wanted to mention that because for the past few weeks, we have been witnessing town halls, whether in Fells Point or Federal Hill or these other areas, when they were talking about public safety, they've been talking about the dirt bikes, all these other things. And yet they remove money from the state's attorney's office and from the police department. I just want you to keep that in mind. This is how much the city council members really truly feel about public safety. It is very obvious. Yet people continue to vote for these guys over and over again. Now, the budget did pass 13-2. And as I was saying to Brian, the producer, during the break, if they truly did care about the state's attorney's office, I would say, you know what? We're not ready to vote on this. We've got to make sure that we put the money back in the SA's office and perhaps extract money from other areas. I'm surprised out of all of those members, nobody stood up for the police department. I mean, look, is it because you're seeing the decrease in crime and violence? I mean, the crime, in my belief, is still high. The carjacking, the shootings. There was just a shooting yesterday in Pikesville. It's not going down. They're able to fudge the numbers. And now they're taking money out of much-needed agencies. All right, take a listen to this, and we'll talk about it on the other side.
The city's $85 million balancing act comes with several new fees.
Yeah, critics also say some added funding for immigrant affairs makes Baltimore the target of the federal government.
Tonight, we have team coverage on what was and what wasn't covered in this year's budget, beginning with Jeff Abel and the new rounds of fines and fees. Jeff.
Well, city leaders have passed the largest budget in this city's history today. It does not include property taxes, but it does increase fines and fees. And for many residents, the impact will be significant. At City Hall, the budget process was in its final stretch.
I ask you to have a backbone here. We have a responsibility.
And patience was wearing thin.
Now is not the time to raise taxes and fees.
You know, we're not here to be rubber stamps. We're here to do a job.
And we need to do this respectfully and not be offensive.
With the city facing an $85 million deficit, city council members struggled to come to terms on the mayor's proposal to balance the city's budget. The $4.6 billion budget proposal doesn't raise property taxes, but it does raise many of the city's fines and fees, including ambulance transports, which will cost 20% more. Taxi rides, which will be taxed 50% more. And landfill tipping fees, which will double.
I think now is the wrong time to raise taxes and fees, especially on our most vulnerable populations, such as our older adults who already have come before the city council and said they're choosing between their oxygen tanks and their utility bills.
The proposed budget reduces funding to the police department and adds 15 new trash crews at the Department of Public Works. And at the last hour, Councilman Mark Conway tried and failed to convince his fellow council members to restructure funding at Baltimore's Children and Youth Fund.
I understand you guys have all made deals with the administration, and you all have your parks and your playgrounds and things that you want to see happen, and I want to see that happen too. But we have a responsibility to stand true to our charter.
By a vote of 13-2, the council approved the mayor's proposed budget, but not before shuffling more than $7 million to different agencies. What stays, however, are millions of dollars worth of increases to fines and fees.
They always say that a lot more money is going to be raised than what actually happens. And that's my concern, is that we're going to be having the same discussion a year from now saying, okay, these fee increases didn't work. What do we do now?
Well, in a statement tonight, the mayor thanked council members for passing what he calls a balanced and equitable budget. Jeff Abel, Fox 45 News.
A balanced and equitable budget. Equitable. Got to throw that word in there, right? I mean, is it really a sentence from Mayor Scott if there's not some buzzword in there? No. You know, like I know, he's got to do it. All right, so you've got $85 million as a deficit here. If you want to weigh in on this budget, you absolutely can. It's 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Again, the Baltimore's budget is now $4.6 billion. Lots of fees. And it lacks long-term solutions. That's what a lot of critics are saying. But when you're thinking about the $85 million deficit, and you're thinking about the fact that not only did Mayor Scott have the ARPA funds, but he also won with the overdose cases, the lawsuits? Now, he said that money is going to go directly to handling, you know, the drug epidemic. I don't know. Here's my take on it. I understand that needs a lot of attention, right? Obviously, you don't want to see people continuing to struggle with drug addiction. I've never seen anyone actually go through, and possibly it's been done, but go through, and I mean on city council as anyone, to make sure that the rehab centers and what they're currently doing for drug rehabilitation is actually working and there isn't any waste or fraud or abuse. I haven't seen anyone do that, a deep dive, if you will. Beyond that, when you're looking at where the cuts are, and like I said, the council voted on this 13-2 in favor. Councilman Mark Conway, he was the one, if you heard in the audio there, he was the one that was saying, look, guys, this isn't good enough. It isn't good enough. And I appreciate Mark Conway for stepping up and saying such, because it really isn't. And Mayor Brandon Scott is the true winner here. But not just Mayor Scott, also illegal immigrants. If you heard in the beginning of that report from Jeff Abel at Fox 45, he mentioned the illegal immigrants, and there was mention on whether or not this could bring the Trump administration to the city of Baltimore and saying, okay, well, now you are a sanctuary city. Because you had Mayor Brandon Scott that was upset that Baltimore City was even on the list of sanctuary cities last month. But then here you are with city council adding money to illegal immigrant resources while taking money from the police department and the state's attorney's office. If you weren't on the list before, you're definitely on it now. You think the administration's going to overlook that? Taking money from the police department? Now, of course, sir, you've heard for the past year or so, many people in city council, they believe that the police department was going too far with overtime. And I look at that and say again, you know, if the recruiting efforts were there, great. If you didn't have people like City Council President Zeke Cohen vilifying the police for the past 4 years, then maybe recruitment wouldn't be so, I don't know, maybe in the toilet, we could say. And then, of course, you do have, what were we talking about yesterday? The police department at the Pride Parade. How much did that cost? How much did it cost to wrap those vehicles in the rainbow? I don't know who's making the decisions. I really don't. But if you were one of those people at the town halls at Fells Point or what have you, think about all the business owners in Fells Point that have been coming forward because of all the shootings. You had that young black woman that has, I guess it's a bridal shop there in Fells Point. She did an entire interview with Fox 45, showing him, showing the reporter where the shell casings were or where some of the bullets hit some of her building. And you take away from public safety? After that? But this is what some of them voted for, right? That's another piece of this. If you continue to vote for these people time and time again, because they do, they play musical chairs with city council members. Zeke Cohen, the way that Patterson Park and other areas of District 1, the way that that looks now, Zeke Cohen should not be the city council president. He should not be even in a leadership position in Baltimore. And then he lies and says, oh, there's a population increase in my old district. It was all illegal immigrants. Illegal immigrants. Meanwhile, carjackings in that district, through the roof. The highest percentage you see in the entire city. And then he just walks away and becomes the city council president like nothing ever happened, like he wasn't there. I saw him. He was, you know, that Pride Parade. Zeke Cohen was one of the grand marshals, by the way. I guess they think very highly of him in the LGBTQ community, and that's fine. But don't sit there. I don't want to hear any news report. The trans community, somebody, you know, targets you for being trans. You know, you don't feel safe in Baltimore City. Don't say that. Don't say that. Because Zeke Cohen, your grand marshal, he's one of the guys that voted to take public safety off the table. So don't even fix your mouth to do anything about it. Speaking of which, do you know why Councilwoman Ramos is in the news a lot this week? Not just for the budget. Not just for the $2 million she fought to help with illegals with the resources and services. Not just that. Apparently, you've got somebody in Charles Village taking the pride flags down. Now, I said to myself, they should just pretend that their flags, the Israel flag, then they won't even notice that they're missing, right? Because when somebody was stealing the flags, the Israel flags, remember, you had Councilman Yitzi Schleifer, and you had people in the Jewish community, they came forward, and they said, wow, somebody continues to take down the Israel flags. Nobody else said a word. But now, God forbid, it's a pride flag. I want you to take a listen to this audio here, and then we'll talk about it.
Councilwoman Odette Ramos says that a pride flag hanging outside of her house was also brought down, along with three others in this neighborhood.
We're definitely concerned. You know, our neighborhood has always been welcoming.
On Saturday, Baltimore City Councilmember Odette Ramos says that someone forcibly brought down her pride flag that she had hanging in front of her house.
The flag wasn't just down, it was the entire pole, and the bracket also came off. So someone forcefully forced the pole down. It was definitely not the wind. Okay, the bracket absolutely was broken, but also because so many others had dealt with it. And again, we have a history.
Ramos says that she heard that three other flags in the neighborhood were also forcibly brought down. It comes as 11 News obtained this surveillance video that shows someone bringing down another flag in front of a house in the same area as pride celebrations went on there this weekend.
The thing is that they weren't stealing the flags. They weren't stolen. They were just brought down. And so people could find them, but they were brought down. And so, yeah, sometimes in that violent manner, but sometimes just ripping down the flag from the pole. So obviously it is concerning.
Back in 2022, someone burned a pride flag outside of a house in that same neighborhood. It's something that Dan Walker remembers well, and he says this latest incident is even more frustrating.
A lot of feelings, you know, like it's sad, it's unnecessary, you know, it's a little scary, you know, just that anybody could feel that way about people, you know, like if that's why, if it was done intentionally, but even if it wasn't, you know, it's just not right.
Ramos says that even though it's concerning, she and others say that they're determined to keep flying their flags.
If they believe that we shouldn't have them, that's too bad. We're going to continue to put them up. If they were just trying to pull down flags to get attention or do whatever, well, we'll figure that out too. But either way, we're going to keep our pride flags up.
And Ramos told us that she has filed a police report. Kyrie Stewart, TV 11 News.
So Councilwoman Odette Ramos files a police report, right, after knowingly she defunds them, takes money from the state's attorney's office, but now she's calling the police over a pride flag. All right, when we get back, I want you to weigh in. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I'm also going to further explain what happened in 2022. Did you hear about that? Within Kyrie Stewart's, again, that was Channel 11. In his report, he said, well, this happened back in 2022. I will tell you what happened back in 2022. I was live on air that entire week when they were trying to get to the bottom of what happened to that pride flag in Charles Village. You stay right there because now they're twisting the story. Real quick, imagine losing the ability to hear someone say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment, hearing the birds chirp, your favorite song, or even conversations with an old friend. Losing your hearing takes a toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. Now, if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, and I hope it does not, I want you to call Audiology Associates. That's 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan, and they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Now, Audiology Associates is the trusted name of Maryland, and they have been for over 44 years. And for your convenience, they have offices throughout the Baltimore metro area, so you have no excuse. All you have to do is call 410-944-3100, or you can go online at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Tuesday on the show, the Ayatollah of Iran suddenly wants to make peace with the great Satan and Israel. Trump says, hey man, I gave you 60 days. Plus, RFK Jr. says they pinpointed the cause of autism and now we'll be able to treat it. Huge. Noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, let's go back to 2022. Yes, we should. As soon as I heard this report, I got angry inside. This is why I have high blood pressure, by the way. My cardiologist says to take it easy. I can't take it easy. I can't. All right, so the pride flag, you know, and again, it's not a pride flag thief. Because whoever's taking the pride flags down in Charles Village, they're not stealing them. They're taking them down and then placing them on their porch. Yes, that's why she called the police. Could you imagine being on the other line there? 911, what's your emergency? Somebody took down my pride flag, rolled it up nicely, and placed it on my porch. I mean, if you're the operator, right? And remember, they're short-staffed. They're short-staffed in every department when it comes to first responders, okay? You're the operator. Somebody calls you with that. What do you even say? What's your response? You know the call is being recorded for quality purposes, so you can't say anything too crazy. So she says it to you. They rolled it up nicely, put it on their porch. Then I would say, well, ma'am, I would send an officer that way, but it sounds like the flag is not actually missing. Right? But then, remember, she said she filed a police report. So here's what I'm thinking. Councilwoman Odette Ramos actually walked her tail down to the police department and filed a police report because somebody took down a flag, rolled it up neatly, and placed it on her porch. And it happened to three houses. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. And by the way, if you watch the video, it looks like a kid. It looks like a juvenile. As far as we know, juveniles don't have any rules or laws, okay? So I don't know how far you're going to get with this, Councilwoman. But beyond this, in 2022, there was a flag, a pride flag in Charles Village that did go up in flames. And for the entire week, you had people literally protesting in the streets about it because those in Charles Village thought that they were being targeted because they had the gay pride. Well, here's what they did. And I remember this like it was yesterday. Because I thought, these people are nuts. So what they did, the solution for them was to actually go out and paint the crosswalk. Do you guys remember this? They painted the crosswalk in the rainbow colors. Now, first I thought, that's illegal. That's illegal. You can't do that. That's illegal. You didn't get a permit. You didn't ask the city. You just went out there and did it because you got all emotional about it. Well, they did that. They painted the walk. And then they find out because the police, you know, doing their job, they actually got to the bottom of it. So apparently there was an arsonist in Charles Village. So not only did that pride flag go up in flames, just so you know, there was a house that was lit on fire. There was a trash can that was lit on fire. Because of all these things that were targeted by this arsonist, whether it was trash can, the dumpster, and all this stuff, apparently, like the embers, like all this stuff, because it was windy, it actually blew, the fire blew onto the pride flag, and that's how it went up in flames. It wasn't like somebody stood there and said, hey, I hate these rainbow freaks, let me light this up real quick. That's not what happened. It's not what happened. Then, Odette Ramos, because they made such a big deal about it, Councilwoman Odette Ramos had to go to her Twitter account, which is now X, and she had to post a video to tell Charles Village and everybody else to calm down. It turns out that it just caught fire due to whatever the big trash can that was lit on fire right below it. That's what happened. That's what happened. And she posts a video on her X account, and I'm thinking to myself, why didn't she go back to the news? Why did she go back to the news and tell them what happened? She posts this video that got maybe 23 views. 22 of them were probably, you know, my views. But 23 views. And then she never goes to update, you know, any of the news stories. Ridiculous. Councilwoman Odette Ramos, I would say she's right up there with ridiculous council people. Right up there. So now she's taking money from the police department. She's taking money from the state's attorney's office. And now she's filing a police report about a pride flag that was rolled up nicely and put on her porch. If this isn't the craziest person you've ever heard of, I don't know. I don't know who is. Oh, my goodness. Do not, please, Councilwoman, do not go back to the police department with this nonsense. Leave those five people alone. This is craziness. And again, I have nothing against the gay community. Nothing at all. But you're making yourselves sound nuts. This is why you don't have more allies. Because there's people like myself that look at these things and say, wow, these people are crazy. The flags weren't even missing. And you still went to the police department? If you want to weigh in, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. If you want to weigh in on the budget, you can. I don't know what the police department is going to do as far as, I wonder if the FOP is going to make a statement, but it sounds like the amount of money that they're taking away from the department, pretty significant. If you have less police officers that are working or on patrol, less time that they can claim for overtime, even though they're actually out there and working, what do you do in those situations? I mean, right now, you've got, and I know this is, you know, the budget for next year, but every summer, we see an uptick in crime and violence in Fells Point, Federal Hill, and all those areas where people like to be outside at night. What do you expect them to do? They have to now hire their own security, plus pay the taxes and the fees that you put on them on a daily basis anyways? All the taxes and fees are coming from the state level as well? I mean, if you're trying to run businesses out of Baltimore, just say that. Just say that. Stop going about it in a roundabout way. We'll discuss more when we get back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump back at the White House after departing the G7 summit a day early. The president's monitoring developments in the Israel-Iran conflict. Israel has started targeting Tehran, and traffic has been jammed as people try to escape the city. In return, Iran has been firing missiles at central Israel, some of them being knocked down by the Iron Dome. An appeals court to hold a hearing today on President Trump's deployment of National Guard troops to Los Angeles, a move challenged by California Governor Gavin Newsom. Two people missing, six confirmed dead, as a result of flash flooding across parts of north, central West Virginia. A state of emergency has been declared in hard-hit Ohio County. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 36 points, the Nasdaq Composite Index 70 points in the red. More details at srnnews.com.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff. Stylin'. Or possibility number 24, the latest software. Upgrade. Or possibility number 192, new equipment powered by gig speeds. Or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
N62225. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds ran into a buzzsaw last night called the Tampa Bay Rays, falling 7-1 to their division rivals. Momentary hope for Baltimore, though, trailing 3-0 in the fourth.
Adley Rutschman, a high fly ball to right. It's pretty shallow out there, and Rutschman takes advantage. 329 colossal feet. It's going to count all the same to get the O's on the board.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Rutschman's eighth of the year wasn't a Ruthian shot, but it was all the Tampa starter Ryan Pepio would allow. 8 complete, 11 strikeouts for the right-hander. Game 2 of 4 is tonight. Dean Kramer will take on Zach Littell at 7:35. College Baseball World Series yesterday in Omaha. History made.
The 1-2. He's swinging and a miss! Greatness from Gage! A no-hitter!
Call on ESPN. Arkansas pitcher Gage Wood throws the third no-hitter in College World Series history, eliminating Murray State 3-0. 19 strikeouts for Wood, a 9-inning series record, the last series no-hitter thrown in 1960. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens get mandatory today. And that is Stein on Sports.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're tracking warmer temperatures for your Tuesday afternoon. Highs back into the upper 70s and low to mid 80s. Still, the potential does exist for a stray pop-up shower or thunderstorm as we get later into the day. We'll be even warmer, sliding into the 90s on Wednesday, and then the heat and humidity really building later this week with strong storms possible Thursday afternoon. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If you own a small business, get an energy efficiency analysis from BGE at no additional cost. You'll learn easy ways to take control of your energy and maintenance expenses. Learn more at bgesmartenergy.com/smallbusiness.
Sell your home fast with certainty. Receive 3 to 6 multiple cash offers with at least one at 100% of market value. Or Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit vinnysteele.com.
Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
The GOP-controlled House and Senate have sent fewer bills to a Republican president than any other Congress in 70 years. All the executive orders that President Trump has signed need to be codified
into law.
Because they'll get wiped out. And all this hard work that we've done over the last 4 years will mean nothing.
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9 with Casey and Elliott on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're going to have a lively discussion here. I can feel it. I can feel it in my bones. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the budget. It's huge in Baltimore City, $4.6 billion, the largest budget in history. Meanwhile, you've got half the size of the population, not even, I say, maybe 15, 20 years ago. But it costs more money. Look, I know inflation is a thing. Trust me, I do get that piece of it. But we're also taking money away from police officers. They're taking money away from the state's attorney's office. And they're adding an ambulance tax. They're adding a taxi tax. Look, those that are driving taxi at this point, you can see by now that they think that you should just drive Uber or Lyft, right? You see it? Can you see it? That's what they're doing. And there's also a landfill tax. So all those illegal dumpers that actually were considering going to actually go about legally dumping, now they probably will not. They probably will not. Because now they're going to charge them even extra. Yet the city has a legal dumping problem. So why would you charge extra? You would think that you would try to do something to make it less. But you know what? We've got our priorities screwed up here in Baltimore City. We were also talking about the Pride flag because Councilwoman Odette Ramos apparently filed a police report because somebody took her Pride flag off of the pole at her house and neatly put it on her porch. Right. She actually contacted the police department and filed a police report over that. And I know I was joking earlier, but it kind of is funny. Could you imagine someone calling 911 with that emergency? The Pride flag isn't missing. And I will say, the Israel flags that have been going missing in Baltimore City, they're actually missing. They're actually taking them down and running off with them so that they have to go and purchase more Israel flags. Like, this is not that scenario. Of course, I wanted you to weigh in on this. Again, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I just don't understand why our priorities just aren't where they should be. I've got Gary in Kingsville. Gary, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Kim, the budgets are important, and Jackie and I are older folks, and we are retired, so we feel that impact very much so.
Oh, yeah.
We have considered at times leaving the state of Maryland because of things like that. But there are more important things in life than budgets and money. And this pride issue gets right to the heart of it. So many of the problems of this nation have to do with the fact that we have abandoned our trust and faith in God. You can't believe in God and not be obedient to God. And the part of the problem here is, and you know how much I care for you, Kim, but every time I hear you say, live and let live, I don't care what these people do. And Kim, I can't tell you how much of a mistake I think that is, because these things affect everything else about us. It is the corruption of our society, and it is an offense to God. Read Romans chapter 1, starting in verse 18 through the end, and this will tell you exactly what is going on in America today. I go to school board meetings, Jackie and I do, where we hear about the kind of things that they are forcing on our children. You're aware of this. You know that our state legislature doesn't even want parents to have the right to keep their children out of this stuff, out of these perverse classes and this teaching of transgenderism. They don't want parents to have any kind of control over that. They don't even want the parents to know about it. You bring up the name of God, or you pray for somebody in one of those school board meetings. Here in Harford County, a conservative county, supposedly, you will get booed, you will get hissed. They have the tolerance, have no tolerance,
yeah,
when it comes to a mention of God. I'm part of a steering committee that's trying to make something called LifeWise Academy available. This would allow kids voluntarily, with their parents' permission, to be released from school for maybe an hour a week, one lousy hour a week, so that they could get Bible teaching. And you would think that the enemies of the world are coming down on Harford County because we dare want to offer this as an alternative for these kids, to get them out of the classroom so that they can learn about the Word of God, so that having both what the schools want to foist on them 5 days a week, we want to share with them 1 hour a week, so that these kids can then make up their own minds as to what way they want to go with their lives. And you would think that we were killing people,
yeah,
from the reaction that we're getting up here in Harford County.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it. And Gary, just so you know, and you probably already made this argument, but like my daughter in Catholic school, they have religion class every single day for an hour a day, and their test scores are much higher than the public schools, and they're doing a lot better. And many of those kids are going off to college. So if they tell you that it is a problem because, you know, kids wouldn't be learning or there will be some kind of downfall as test scores, you could just point to the private schools that still do it every single day.
Well, and that's great academically. But I'm talking here about her eternal soul. I'm talking here about the decisions she's going to make about her life going forward that will have an impact for all eternity.
Yeah. No, I'm just trying to tell, if they give you any more, what about it, you could point out that, you know, private schools do it every single day. You're just trying to offer 1 hour.
They've heard it all, Kim. It rolls off like water off a duck's back. They don't hear it. They hear it, but they don't receive it. That's why I suggested reading Romans 8, because that's exactly what Romans 8 is talking about. They know about God, but they do not respect God. And so God releases them to their perverse minds, and that's all what this whole homosexual and transgender movement is. It's a perversion of the soul. It's a perversion of the mind, and the schools are teaching it and encouraging it.
Yeah. I hear you, Gary.
I respect your decision to live and let live, but I would encourage you to rethink that because it is affecting all of our society.
No, I understand completely, Gary. Thank you so much. Tell Jackie I said hello, and I appreciate you. Thank you. And I know we don't agree on that, and we've had this conversation on Let Live. I think it was maybe, right before I went to go run for office again, I said, that most likely is a mistake to say let live. I guess I look at it and in a very logical, pragmatic way, and I'm thinking, well, how do we get back? I don't know how we turn the wheels back. I don't know. And maybe Gary knows, but we've gone so far from that. I mean, we're at a point now where you've got same-sex couples adopting children. And I've seen the stories. Trust me, I've seen people being arrested because of things that have gone on in some of these homes. I am one to believe that a child needs a mother and a father. And I'm also someone that knows somebody that was adopted by two women, and she is on medication for the trauma that she endured in her childhood. And it's not like those two women touched her or did anything to her. I think it stems from the looks that she got, the fact that, again, there's two moms, not a mom and a dad. I think the whole thing was just so inconceivable, where for a child, it was hard to understand it and then to have to go to school and deal with the other kids that are all constantly asking questions. It just, I don't know how we got there. But if it's like Gary pointed out, it's because of people like me that said, let live. I could see that. I could definitely take that criticism. I could see that. And now you have these kids in these very traumatic situations. And I do think it's traumatic. We have a study on absolutely everything. I don't know why we don't have a study on how kids are affected growing up in a same-sex couple household. Why don't we have that study? It's like because they don't want it to be studied. They don't want to get to the bottom of it. And of course, there's, many gay couples out there that do a fantastic job, that are fantastic parents. I just don't think that they think about how the child feels. It's more about how they feel about it, right? They've always wanted to be parents. They've always, wanted to be a father or a mother. And so it's more about them than the actual child. And it's for me, again, that's a problem because I'm one of those parents where my child comes first. But I don't think these couples are putting the kids first, which is unfortunate. I've got George in Baltimore. George, we're talking about vandalism and so many other things.
Yeah. Well, it's the same what happened to the Pride flag, but more severe than that, and just as serious, was the Sherry Tefillah Synagogue. People know it was a dome synagogue by Druid Hill Park. It was built by David Cordes' grandfather back in the early 1920s. So for about 60 years, it was a functioning synagogue. Then they started only operating on the high holidays. But 3 years ago, the format totally changed. It was handed over to a social justice nonprofit, but the Cordes family still controls it. So through all the turmoil in the last 10, 11 years between the dispute in the Jewish community with another community and then Freddie Gray and George Floyd, there was no vandalism. The last week, it was hit pretty badly with something that defaced the entire parts of the building. It had to be professionally cleaned. So if that's not a hate crime, I don't know what is. So that's something that people see, and they're destroying or defacing and destroying churches and setting things on fire in the last several years. Well, this building means a lot to people in the community, including me. And where's the media on that?
Yeah. So. Yeah, and I think we did. We brought this up for just a bit, George, last week. But yeah. It is. It's like we have these. These, mental breakdowns. And I'm not saying that the Pride flag isn't important to these people, but these right. are the same people that are very silent when anything is going on as far as vandalism or, property theft against the Jewish community. That is obvious. I've noticed it myself, and I am not Jewish.
So for those who want to see more, Baltimore Jewish Life and Baltimore Scoop are two blogs on Facebook that are following it. But that on top of the fact the rabbi that was held up 3 weeks ago, and obviously
right.
he pulled his gun out and the kids ran off. But,
yeah.
It's just a matter of time before something more severe happens, and, the media needs to be even-handed. It's a shame what happened to Odette. There's no excuse for that, but what happened here with the flags being ripped down completely is beyond the pale. That's very sad.
Yeah. Well, thank you, George, so much. I appreciate you. Hope you have a great week. And I just put in my notes here. Obviously, you don't want your property touched. And I'm not trying to diminish, I guess, how they feel about their pride flags. I'm sure they feel, you know, deeply for those flags, but they're not being stolen. They're just being taken down and put on your property. I have to then go and point to the fact that people are having, you know, things of their property stolen, like cars. How many people are waking up in the morning and their car stolen right out of their driveway? You see, you know, this is why I guess I look at some of these situations like with the pride flags, and I'm just like, are you kidding me? This should be last on the priority list. A pride flag that's still there in your possession. People are being carjacked at gunpoint. You got bullets flying in Fells Point. Bullets flying in Federal Hill, Cross Street Market. And you want to go and file a police report over a pride flag that was neatly placed on your porch? Are you kidding? They don't even sound like sane individuals. You see how crazy this sounds? I've got Jamie in Canesville. Jamie, you want to weigh in?
Oh, thanks for taking my call, Ken. So I wish people would have the same zealous and go after when they take American flags down or when they don't allow any Christian or, I don't even know, Howard County, I don't even think they allowed Hebrew discussions. But they always have things from other cultures. Everything's about other cultures. Everything's about pride. But can't we have a non-pride month? You know, I'm proud of my heritage. I'm sure you're proud of your heritage.
Yeah.
Can't we have, you know, that kind of month? But no, they won't allow any of that. People have lost it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right, Jamie. And it's bizarre to me also the fact that, you know, she files this police report, yet she just voted to take money from the police department.
Well, they're Baltimore. There's something mentally wrong with most Baltimore lines because they keep voting the same idiots in.
Yeah.
They allow this. So
yeah.
It must be all family members that are criminals. They must have somebody in the interconnected that has a criminal in jail, and they want to be sure that he doesn't get the death penalty or something. I don't understand why they keep allowing this, Joe.
I don't either. Jamie, thank you so much. Hope you have a great week.
Thanks.
Thank you. It really does not make sense. But I told, you know what? We talked about this yesterday when I made a comment on the post for Baltimore City Police. And I said, hey, you know, this might not help you with the juvenile criminals for you to be marching down the street with, you know, the rainbow flags. And of course, there was some pushback. But there were so many Baltimore residents that were commenting on that post saying, oh, thank you so much. I feel so seen. I'm so glad that you support the LGBT. Meanwhile, you're the same people that get upset when someone's carjacked at gunpoint in Federal Hill. It's just like, what is it? Do you want the cops to be involved in planning a pride parade? Or do you want the cops to be involved with making sure there isn't crime on your streets? Like, And don't say that you can't pick, you can do both. You've seen time and time again, you can't do both. You have a shortage there at the police department. You can't do both. You got to pick one. Do you want true public safety? Or do you want the police department outside playing basketball with a bunch of kids at a rec center? Do you want public safety or do you want them marching down the street with pride flags? Do you want public safety or you want to help illegal immigrants hide from ICE and other federal authorities? What do you want? Maybe that's the question we should be asking to some of these Baltimore residents that continue to vote in the same people. What is it that you're actually looking for? Because if you're not looking for public safety, stop running to Fox 45 and every other news network to complain about bullets flying on your street. Because obviously it's not that big of a concern. I've got Dennis in Abingdon. Dennis, you wanted to weigh in?
I do. I think this is a First Amendment issue. I would like to put up heterosexual flags on the in the community, in the neighborhood, and
yeah.
See if the LGBT people take those down, fold them up neatly, and put them on the porch. What do you think of that?
Yeah, you know what? We should come together and do it every June. That's what we should do. We should do. Yeah, thank you, Dennis. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there a heterosexual flag? I don't think there is. Is there? I would just put all this stuff under the American flag. I guess that's how I would look at it. But I really do hope that Baltimore residents wake up. I mean, you know, the added taxes, the fight for illegal immigrants, allowing juveniles to be completely out of control. I saw a story last night on Fox 45's website. There was a smoke shop owner complaining that the same juveniles, the same exact ones, hit his smoke shop three times. Robbed his smoke shop three times. The same kids. He has it all on camera. If you don't care about crime and violence, then please, you know, don't have the town halls pretending to care. If it's more important for the Baltimore City Police to acknowledge your pride or your sexual preference, because that's what this is. Let's be very honest. There are people that are mad at me for talking about this thing. But what are you really celebrating with these pride flags and marching down the street? You're celebrating your, you know, sexual preference. That's what you're celebrating. Why is my question. Why are you celebrating this? What makes it so unique? What makes it so special? What is it making? Why is it so special to you? Have you ever asked yourselves that? Because people like myself that aren't with the community, we don't know why. It is very hard to understand why this requires a celebration. We'll discuss more when we get back.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Hot weather means your home works harder to stay cool. BGE can help with a variety of options like budget billing, My Account, and energy efficiency programs. Learn more at bge.com/summer.
Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow by New Nordic. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Stay connected and informed with the latest news at the top of every hour. Then talk about it.
Wouldn't you like a little excitement for a change?
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
All right, wrapping up this conversation because we have so much more to cover today. But we were talking about the Pride flag and the Pride parade, but we were mostly talking about the budget in Baltimore City and the fact that you're going to have an ambulance tax, which I've got questions on that as well. To those that use ambulances that do not pay anyway, are they going to then... you know, that doesn't make sense to me. So you're going to get some people are going to pay the ambulance tax, but not all. Because we've heard stories about people just walking out of the hospital that do not have insurance. So, you know, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see how that all plays out. I've got Ron in Baltimore. Ron, you wanted to weigh in on the Pride flag?
I did. Kim, I love you. And I know I generally support everything you say. But with the gay LGBT flag, everything, talking about straight months, how did your parents take it when you came out to them as straight?
So that's the thing. We didn't come out.
You didn't have to do any of that.
Right.
That's the point. And honestly, I am a gay man. I've been married for 10 years now. I don't shove gay stuff down people's throats. I don't have a pride flag and things hanging. But at the same time, this is the reason why we have to do it. You have to understand, like, hearing what people are saying on the radio just now, like, that is why gay pride still exists, because you shun us like it's not a choice. Like, I never, like, woke up and was like, you know what, I want to be challenged my entire life, and I'm doing it because it's cool, which is kind of what it seems like the stigma is coming out of the straight community these days, is, like, it's not a choice. But you can't control your attraction. I can't control the attraction I had to my husband for 10 years. And it's just the stigma that still exists is why I think, like, oh, yeah, straight month. Come out to your parents. Tell them. Just try it out. Say, hey, Mom, hey, Dad, I'm gay. And see how they respond to you. I got told I was going to get HIV and die from my father. And my mom told me it was a phase and I need to date more women. But it's not. This is real life. I'm a good person. I pay my taxes. I've worked for 30 years of my life. Like, and I this is why pride still exists. It's because of ignorance and bigotry that still somehow exists in 2025.
Well, here, let me ask you, Ron, and I appreciate that. Yeah. Let me ask you, was it necessary to tell your parents?
Should I lie to my parents my whole life?
Well, no, I didn't know if they asked you.
I didn't come out to them until I was 25. I had already been out when I was 20. I had already been doing things, and I grew up in a religious household. I went to church. I had perfect attendance at Sunday school from elementary till high school. And I'm grateful for faith, but when they use faith as a reason to hate, that's not okay.
Right, right. Well, I wonder if we didn't do the Pride Parade and all that other stuff, I wonder if it would just come to an end, because I feel as though we talk about this more during Pride Month, because then that's when it's out and about.
So going back to that, though, suicide rates in youth is highest in the LGBT community, without a doubt, because families still think and cast hatred and all those things to their children. And that's why they get groomed by others. It's because people are there to give them love and accept them for who they are, not the hatred that some families still share to their own children for not understanding who they are.
Okay. Well, Ron, I got to take a break here, but I appreciate you calling in.
Of course. No, I
appreciate that.
Throw that out. And I encourage all the listeners, come out to your parents. See how they respond to you.
All right. Well, thank you, Ron. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great week.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. We have more to discuss when we get back. But I also do want to talk about Kelly Madigan, and I want to talk about the latest on the attack in Minnesota, which was politically motivated. And also, there's a state that now wants police officers to have to remove their face masks. We'll talk about that as well.
The 4th of July is more than a celebration. It's a reminder of what freedom really means. It means we have a responsibility to stay prepared, stay strong, and stay independent, no matter what the future brings. That's why My Patriot Supply is running their 4th of July sale with huge savings on